Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
It's 10 o'clock, open home hour, whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. It's your turn to join the broadcast and take control of where topics go. You do that by calling 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When you hear the auto attendant, just hit number one and that'll get you right into the studio with Jennifer. She'll get your information and get you on the in queue to join the conversation. Text 411-923 or email info at rosieonthehouse.com. Going to try something a little new this week to prime the pump of topics.
We interrupt our program to bring you this bulletin from Rosie on the House.
Email this week, Kathleen and Glendale want to know where the 2020 cost versus value report is. You know what? We didn't cover that this year, and I thought maybe they didn't do one, but
looked around,
they sure did. Interesting thing on it, window replacement, back on windows again. The return on your investment for vinyl is 78%, but for wood, it's 84%. And I did the math in the end. With what you could get and save on your resale value, you would earn more on wood windows, and it would cost you it costs you more to do vinyl because you don't get that return on the resale.
There you go. All right.
So another reason to stay focused on your wood-clad windows with aluminum on the outside to protect the wood on the interior and avoid
the vinyl. Cream de la cream, the Rolls Royce of windows.
You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and type in cost versus value, and we've got an article there with a link to that, and it breaks down. It's a little harder than it used to be. You used to be able to just download it, but now they want your contact information before they let you get the PDF. But it's still an interesting report, and it covers both Phoenix and Tucson separately and breaks it down into, I don't know, about 20 different categories, bathroom remodeling, light kitchen remodel, etc. If you're looking at doing a project, that is worth looking into. Social media, our YouTube, we've got our first 150-plus video view, and it's the one of you fixing that ghosting door. You can go to our YouTube channel and find it there.
150?
1,000.
Oh, 150,000.
We peaked 150,000 views on it.
Mercy.
referral, we're looking for a contractor for Joyce in the Mesa area looking for patio awnings. We've got a great one in the West Valley, Booth Built out of the Glendale Air Park area. They do all kinds of pergolas and patio extensions and gutters. But we're looking for somebody like that in the Southeast Valley. On our East store, we've got our top selling tool this week was the Earth Talon Shovel. It is cracks me up what gets moved. We sent one to Boise, Idaho, and one to Cypress, Texas this week. And then our product feature of the month is the electric Work Sharp sharpener. You can sharpen anything and everything with this crazy thing. Lawnmower blades, your kitchen knives, your pocket knife, your pruners for your trees. It's quite a user-friendly and very fast sharpener. And then a top article was how to change the filter in your window air conditioning unit. We updated that article and got that posted at rosieonthehouse.com. Just type in window air conditioner, and it talks about cleaning that filter. So a couple of things that happened during the week here at Rosie on the House. Let's get to the calls now as they've
got lined up. We got a lot of tool orders from the Father's Day shoppers last weekend.
That was our busiest tool sale weekend. Yes, it was.
I was out on a fishing boat. My phone rang, and I answered it. And it was someone who had bought a gift for Father's Day, and they were trying to find out where they going to get it in time. So I said, I tell you what, Miss Karen, tell me where you live, and I'll get it delivered to your home. So a lot of response there. Let's see if we can help Miss Anna real quick. Miss Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Hello. Oh, hi. Yeah, I was calling because, I have an older home out in Buckeye, and it's a small home. It's probably like 1,100 square feet. So I've been trying to save up on my energy bill, and I'm trying the super cooling method, and I just want to make sure if I'm doing it correctly.
Okay, Anna, a small home in Buckeye, 1,000 square feet, and you say it's an older home. Is this a modular home?
No, it's a block.
Okay, good. All right.
So it's a block home, and then we put in an inch and a half foam around and stuccoed a couple years ago.
Very good. And it's all electric?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have a gas stove, but
Okay. All right. That's good. That's really good. And so in the middle of the summer, what temperature do you like to keep the house?
Well, okay, so last year and the years prior, we were just kind of like suffering through the summer.
Yes.
So we'd be like at 78, 80.
And so were your bills in the $160 to $200 range?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, here's what you're going to want to do. You're an all-electric home. You're going to want to make sure your hot water heater, you got to make sure you're on the right power plan, okay? Make sure you're on the time of day use, and I believe that's going to be APS in Buckeye, and you don't want anything to turn on between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock Monday through Friday. So put a timer on your water heater and make sure it never comes on. It cannot come on between 3 and 8. Never start yet. You said you had a gas cooktop. Do you have a gas oven or is it an electric oven?
The stove and the oven and the water heater are gas.
Perfect. Well, you're in great shape. You set your thermostat to go as cold as you can stand it at 8:15 in the evening. And hold that temperature until 2:45 every afternoon. And when I say as cold as you can stand it, I know people that super cool and they ask their air conditioner to get their house down as cold as 64 degrees at night in the middle of the summer. And then you tell your thermostat between 3 and 8 o'clock, don't come back on until the house gets to 78 degrees. You will save about 30 to 40% of your air conditioning bill doing it that way. Your peak demand, because you've got gas, should never go over about 4 or 5. And your off-peak usage should be about 90%. And if you get the peak load to stay under 4 and get your off-peak purchases at 90%, you're going to get down to about 10 cents a kilowatt. And for a house your size, you ought to be going through about 1,000 kilowatts a summer month. Your bill should be about $100, 115 maybe, right in that area. So I hope that clears it up. We've got tons of information on supercooling at rosieonthehouse.com. The fact that you're a dual energy home, you can really milk this, Anna, for everything it's worth.
She said it was a 1,000 square foot block house.
Yeah.
65 degrees. Oh my gosh, you could freeze meat in there. That's going to be really cold.
A lot of people take it to 70.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people just take it to 70. But I tell people off peak, take it as cold as you can stand it comfortably. And then the colder the house is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when you tell your air conditioner, don't come back on until I get to 78, it could take all the way till 8 o'clock and your house may not be back up to 78. Your air conditioner, which is going to hit a spike load of 6 the minute it turns on, has never turned on during the on-peak period. That's called supercooling, and that will save you 30 to 40% of your air conditioning bill every month. You'll be living more comfortable. You'll be sleeping better. Your house will be colder. Your indoor air quality will be better, and you'll be saving money.
Will be frozen.
I was going to say, we have a comment from a T-bone steak here. I'd like to talk to you.
Working at home, it's been a little brutal, so I have been sneaking it up just a little bit.
Yes, you have. And it's going to cost us. I haven't said anything, but it's going to cost us. Hey, this particular Hat Weekly to-do has to do with home automation, particularly as it relates to the outdoors. We're going to bring in a special guest that we met at the Kitchen and Bath International Home Show in Las Vegas last summer, Esther DeWald. Esther, how are you this morning?
So good, thank you.
Good. Esther is the CEO of a company called Phantom Screen, and they had the Kitchen and Bath Industrial Show occupies 1 million square feet of the Las Vegas Convention Center. And Esther and her collaborators had the best booth in the whole building. And it was all about remote accessories you can have to enhance your outdoor living environment. Esther, tell us first about your product, the Phantom Screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Phantom Screens are designed to create comfort for your living space, whether that be indoors or, like we're talking about today, outdoors. So it means allowing the fresh air in and keeping insects or creepy crawlies out, or shading you from the sun, reducing heat, keeping in warmth. The choices are endless, but it's all about creating comfort in your home or comfort in your outdoor rooms or spaces.
And y'all, in these comfort, I'll call them comfort curtains that we're talking about, you can install them automated. So should a monsoon season and a microburst hit your neighborhood, these will automatically roll up as opposed to be torn to shreds.
Absolutely. The ones that are motorized have the ability to have sensors on them to be controlled through your temperature control or wind or rain. So that is a really nice feature, and it can be done even tied into your home automation system so that you can control it as well if you want to get ahead of it.
And y'all had a setup where in one of the pergolas with the automatic roll-down shades, y'all had a ginormous big-screen TV for outdoor viewing. And that's the other thing the sunscreens give you, is the opportunity to cut the glare if you're trying to watch during the daylight hours and give you an actual viewing room.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we started the company in 1992, it was purely about insect protection, and it has grown to so many new, exciting, different kind of opportunities. It's unbelievable. So, yes, what you saw at the International Builders Show was definitely a fun way to take your outdoor space where you actually don't even need to go indoors anymore.
That's right.
Because you can control the area from the heat, from whatever it is you're trying to control, and then you're absolutely right. You can watch your favorite movie out there and use our backdrop of our mesh on our screens as the projection screen.
I want to talk about that a little bit more as well, using the actual sunscreen as your projection screen. That's cool. When we get back, we'll have more with Esther DeWald of the Phantom Screen Company.